But the real surprise is the shape of this new galaxy.
A new galaxy is formed where instead of the disks that the original galaxies had, where all the stars are going around more or less in a plane, instead, the stars are going every which way, just like the elliptical galaxies that we see. And so we're pretty sure that this process must be a large part of how elliptical galaxies form.
The collision of the Milky Way with Andromeda will leave behind a giant elliptical galaxy. Before that happens, there will be one last sight to savor.
The image of Andromeda will be stretched across the sky, looming as big as the Milky Way itself. And it's conceivable that there would be human beings like ourselves looking at the sky and seeing this spectacular image.
But would we be the only ones? Or is the galaxy home to other civilizations? It's time for the final leg of our journey, as we search for life inside the Milky Way. There are around 200 billion stars in our galaxy, but there is only one neighborhood that we know for sure sustains life.
The sun powers almost everything here on the Earth. It's the energy source, it's the engine of life and many other processes. And life here on Earth is based heavily on water. And it's liquid water that's the key to life as we know it. And it's because liquid water serves as the solvent, the cocktail mixer for the biochemistry of life.
The Earth is the only planet in the solar system with abundant liquid water.